Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The allegations in the New York Post story, if true, indicate that Vice President Biden lied when he said he had never discussed his son's business dealings.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I didn't realize he was on the board till after he'd been on the board.
I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine.
You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about.
There's nothing there. Ask the right question.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Never before have we seen active censorship of a major press publication with serious allegations of corruption of one of the two candidates for president.
Hunter was a disaster. Didn't have a job, didn't have anything. His father becomes VP, and then Hunter starts making millions and millions of dollars a year. And the father gets some of that, too.
I also have here another email. This is Hunter Biden to his daughter. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. But don't worry, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. This is proof. I've convicted maybe 100 people on less evidence than that.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
This morning, the story escalated and got even worse. The New York Post broke a second story, and Twitter is actively blocking stories from the New York Post alleging corruption and the Biden family receiving millions of dollars from communist China.
It's out of control, and it's like a third arm, maybe a first arm, of the DNC.
Unchained and unstoppable.
They want to control what we read. They want to control journalists in this country. This is, looks like to me like an in-kind campaign contribution to the Biden campaign.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Joe DeGeneva texted us while I was talking to Corey Lewandowski, and he said that Section 230 makes social media not publishers. So if they were the New York Times, you know, they could be sued for libel, or they could be sued for slander or anything like that. But they're just posting material, so they're covered under a different category. But the exemption is they have to be acting in good faith. And Joe DeGeneva says obviously by censoring the New York Post with a legitimate news story, a legitimate proven news story, no one's disputing anything in these stories, They're not acting in good faith. And he says that Rupert Murdoch should sue. But, you know, Rupert, in my experience with Rupert, he doesn't much like lawsuits. I remember when he was suing the Boston Globe, when the Boston Globe was trying to stop him from buying the Herald by insisting on all the union givebacks that were going to go to the Herald would go to the Globe, too. I asked him when he bought the Herald, I said, what happens to the lawsuit now? And he said, it's kind of a moot point. And I think that's the way he operates. I mean, I don't think most sane people like to be suing all the time. But you know, who knows? He loves the New York Post, but this is the greatest thing that's happened to the New York Post in a very, very long time.
Well, I was just thinking to myself, they keep calling it a tabloid.
Yeah.
It gets, that tabloid has a lot more eyes on it than any of these people's publications.
And you know what? That this tabloid has never printed years worth of false, fake news.
They don't have to come out with corrections every other day.
Right, exactly. And I mean, just the list of stories that the New York Times and the Washington Post have totally fabricated over the last 4 years, just it would take the rest of the night to go through them all. Just think of the – I'll just give you one. The Washington Post, Russia has hacked in to the U.S. Eastern electrical grid. It turned out it was a guy who worked for one of the electric companies in Vermont checking his email.
Classic mix-up.
That's just one. Let's do the Trump line.
Beep. can't believe Biden made it through this entire week without once calling her Amy Coney Island.
He's got, I think, 2 hours tonight, unless something happens between now and then. 603 says, try and get Giuliani on before the election. We've been trying to get him on for 2 days. Yesterday, I had Grace text him, and she texted, Mr. Mayor. And at 1:35 this morning, I got a response from Mayor Giuliani. He said, I love Mr. Mayor.
But I thought that's what, isn't that what you always call them after?
I call him Mayor.
Oh.
But he liked it. I thought we were going to get him on this afternoon because he liked being Mr. Mayor
so
much. It
sounded like an old movie or something, Mr. Mayor.
So, but he hasn't gotten back to us. We'll keep trying, though.
Howie, I don't know how you can just presume it's a crack pipe in the picture of Hunter. Could have been a meth pipe.
Mm-hmm. It could have been. You know, some people are suggesting today on social media that if the Bidens really claim this is a fabrication, that this is another fake job, hit job, that the Post will have to release the porn video. You think that'll happen, Grace?
Oh.
Because supposedly there's porn, him and an unknown, different, common nightwalker, stripper type that he's with. But that's also on the laptop. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone, especially Howie, that you can only leave Chump Line messages from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. But you can be like Taylor, Teddy, Linda, Christopher, and many others and leave your Matthews Carol submissions any time of the day or night at MatthewsBrothers.com and click Matthews Carols.
Iramir, what's the deal with these Bidens? Everyone, first Joe gives a speech plagiarizing my brother Bobby. Everyone, and now Hunter takes pictures impersonating me.
I think Ted went for the Bolivian marching powder version of cocaine, Class B controlled substance. I don't think Ted was ever really much into crack cocaine.
He was into powder. It was just on donuts.
There are different kinds of white powders, and he liked all the white powders. I think he liked confectioner's sugar, too, in his some of his mixed drinks.
Joe Biden charges his own family a 50% VIG. He's worse than the mob.
You know what he is? I don't think Whitey ever charged 50%. And people are saying that this was really not so much of a collecting kickbacks, it was a laundering operation. But you know, it can be both kickbacks and laundering together. I mean, it's complicated running a racketeering enterprise.
Hey Howie, looks like we have the Vice Crispy family, Snap, Crackhead, and Pot.
That's very good. Most people don't even remember that from Rice Krispies. Snap, Crackhead, and Pop. That's what the Bidens call the Godfather. It's hard to think of Joe Biden as the Godfather of anything, isn't it? But somebody set up a pretty good crime family.
Do you think he's also the big guy?
Oh, he's definitely the big guy. Who else could be the big guy?
Someone said Obama.
No, I don't think so. I think the Obamas knew they were going to make so much money when they got out of the White House. They didn't have to engage in these kinds of rackets.
You're probably right.
It was going to all be handed to him. Everything's been handed to him. I mean, why wasn't this going to be handed to him?
Are we absolutely sure that the pop Hunter Biden is referencing is not corn pop?
It's another recurring theme here today. There's a lot of pops in that family. There's corn pop. There's pop. And I guess when the family gets together in the summer, there's soda pop. And when they go out to the movies, there's popcorn, et cetera, et cetera. And sugar pops. Don't forget sugar pops. That cereal was renamed in some health food craze many years ago. But there used to be sugar pops and corn pops.
Yeah, this is Benny the Bono. I tried to tell Hunter not to bring that laptop to be repaired, but he wouldn't listen. Ooh.
When a barnyard owl tries to tell you something, you better pay attention, Hunter.
John McCain's mother died. I win the death pool, and Governor Baker won't let me have a rolling rally.
That's Jay from Chelsea. He won his fifth death pool when he picked Roberta McCain the other night. Congratulations, Jay. We'll be getting you a prize out to you very shortly.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. Folks need to be ready for the cancellation of Thanksgiving. This year will be a virtual Thanksgiving. Phase 2 next year will allow for cranberry sauce in white category communities, and Phase 3 will be for mashed potatoes. And if all goes well, Phase 4 will allow for socially distanced tofurkey in 2023. Remember, COVID doesn't take the decade off.
Yeah, did you see? He says he's not going to vote for Trump because he's got to manage the pandemic. Again, we now have more deaths in Massachusetts than they have in New York and New Jersey combined. Number 3 state in the union for deaths, overall death rate. Number 2 state for nursing home death rates. Number 6 in unemployment. He's too busy. Maybe he better take some time off and take COVID with him. Maybe we'd do a little better if he took a little vacation.
Emailed in Ukraine, high on cocaine. Hunter Biden didn't use his brain.
339 says Giuliani referred to a video that would constitute an immediate arrest if he were in charge on Maria Bartiromo this morning. Hopefully, well, I don't know what it is. We don't want to speculate on what it is.
I can see Brian Lamb now just shaking his head going, you numbskully.
So we got Chris Wallace talking about what a stand-up guy Steve Scully is, now outed as a complete fabricator, liar, filed or had filed a false police report about the hacking that went on, which was totally untrue. Do we have some sound cuts from somebody else like Karl Rove talking about what a stand-up guy he is? I always like to see Karl Rove embarrassed.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Time each weekday. Call 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. And leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday, or if we don't play it now, we may put it on Chopped Chumps. You can hear Chopped Chumps, the messages that didn't make the chump line you just heard. You can hear it at around 7 o'clock. Chopped Chumps, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone, especially Howie, that you can only leave Chump Line messages from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. But you can be like Taylor, Teddy, Linda, Christopher, and many others and leave your Matthews Carol submissions any time of the day or night at MatthewsBrothers.com and click on Matthews Carols.
Yeah, this is Benny the Barn Owl. I tried to tell Hunter not to bring that laptop to be repaired, but he wouldn't listen.
He kept saying, who, when I said, Rudy. Rudy Giuliani's going to get it, and he's going to give it to the New York Post. Who? I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Well, if Steve Scully says his account was hacked and he didn't send the message, I believe him. I know him. I've known him a long time. Not well, but I see him as an honorable person. I think he was a good choice for the debate moderator. I could see somebody trying to do this. If he says that that he didn't send an email to or a text message to Anthony Scaramucci, I'd believe Steve Scully.
Never mind. Never mind. 844-500-4242. Remember the Pina Colada song?
If you like pina coladas.
Well, someone just rewrote it for Hunter. If you like subpoena coladas and getting caught in Ukraine, when your dad's into children and you're into cocaine.
Howie, you know what the original lyric of that song was supposed to be, right?
No, what was it? I don't know that.
If you like Humphrey Bogart.
Really?
Yep.
If you like Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, that's
I don't get that.
And they just thought it was too old, too dated, so they made it pina coladas, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. It's like that song by the Four Seasons, you know, December 1963. That was supposed to be about the end of Prohibition, you know. And it was supposed, I guess, no, 1933 rather than December 63. And they changed, same reason they changed it. They thought it was a little outdated, and it was. Anyway, let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered to your door, contact-free. Now you can order larger HelloFresh boxes for even better value. Get $80 across five boxes, including free shipping on your first box, when you use code Howie at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which town hall will you be watching tonight, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Oh, Trump for sure.
Might have to be, because it seems like they're starting to pull out that coronavirus theory that I was talking about earlier.
There's been a reported virus outbreak on Joe Biden's campaign plane.
What happened to believing the science? The science didn't save them?
We don't know that. We don't know that, Taylor. We're just saying there is that bulletin out there. On the wires.
91% say they'll be watching President Trump tonight.
Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
You know whose tax returns I'd like to see? I'd love to see Hunter Biden's tax returns. You think he put all those millions on his tax returns?
You know, that's a good point, Arthur. Remember, you know who else wanted to see his tax returns? His baby mama, the stripper. Mm-hmm. And she got a subpoena from the probate court down in Little Rock. And guess what happened the next day after she got the subpoena to look at his tax returns? He came in with a certified check for $445,000 for her.
Another thing, too, Howie, are we expected to believe that somebody who's a lightweight like Hunter Biden turned around and put all these scams together with all these different countries without his father's knowledge? Hunter Biden is Joe Biden, and Biden is Hunter Biden.
Yeah, but aren't you shocked that Joe Biden could put these scams together? I mean, I don't think this act is any kind of disguise. I think this is who he is. He's really dumb. Who did this, Arthur? Do you know? I don't have any clue.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know something? We've seen a lot of mafia guys get away with, playing Mickey the Dunce.
Right.
And you know what? He comes on there, and when he says it's not true, his whole thing is deny and lie. And of course, it's okay because he's a Democrat, and nobody calls him out on it, and nobody will call him out on it.
Right. Well, look at the chin. I think Rudy made it a reference to Vincent the Chin Gigante. You know, he pretended to be insane. He used to walk around Greenwich Village in his bathrobe. Joe's not that far off from Vincent the Chin, is he? At this point, I'm Howie Carr.
You know what? We got us a couple of real Karens here at Matthews Brothers and a Kendra. We also have 8 Bills, 7 Johns, 4 Jims, Richards, and Mikes. What about Bob, you ask? Well, we got 3 of them, and 3 Amandas, Garys, Jordans, Kevins, Steves, and Waynes. We've got 2 each of Andys, Angelas, Anthonys, Ashleys, Bryans, Casey's, Charlies, Christopher's, Dan's, David's, Debbie's, Eric's, Jeff's, Jessica's, Joseph's, Joshua's, Logan's, Mason's, Nathan's, Patrick's, Paul's, Randy's, Rick's, Ryan's, Scott's, Tim's, Tom's, Travis's, and Matthew's, neither of them with one T, and 102 other uniquely named individuals. These are the 10 score and 19 people that every day put on their boots, sneakers, or other closed-toed footwear, come in and do their job, whether they work the first shift or second, in scheduling or logistics, the cut line, the screen line, the paint line, or the glass line, customer service, wrapping, added value, or one of the many production lines, they're all part of our legendary Main Made awesomeness. You can learn more about our wicked awesome Main Made windows and doors, but only at Better Lumber Yards and Window Professionals, or on the web at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's Matthews Brothers with one T, America's oldest window manufacturer.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Someone says, where was the FBI? Yeah, that's again, a very pertinent question. Where was the FBI? They've had this for almost a year. Almost a year. And you heard Giuliani say, you know, to Maria Bartiromo that he would have charged somebody he would have charged Hunter just based on what he saw. I don't know if he's referring to the video or some still pictures or what, but there's plenty of stuff. Somebody else says, I say offer Hunter immunity. It's obvious he's PO'd at Pop. I don't think he's going to turn on his father, not unless they put him in solitary for 30 days and he can't get any intoxicants, shall we say. I'm going to take a lot of calls in the next few segments, but I want to play a couple of the Rudy Giuliani sound cuts. This is from his appearance, I think, on his own podcast here. Cut two.
There are many things about it that make it clear that it's true, including meetings that you couldn't have known about if you weren't Hunter Biden,
right,
based on sources that we have. And it reveals quite a few crimes. I mean, one of the main one being bribery, that Joe Biden bribed the president of Ukraine in order to save not just his son, but to save Mykola Zloshevsky, who owned the most crooked company in Ukraine. And Joe has been saying for years, of course, that he didn't know anything about Burisma. And there are emails, very clear emails, in which Hunter Biden sets up a meeting for Burisma with the vice president.
And initially, the Biden people said, well, it's not on his official schedule, so it can't be. Like you're going to put down on that you're meeting with do a shady deal with someone, and you're going to put that down on your official schedule. And then later on, they backed off. And they said, well, maybe they met informally, or he met somebody informally. But, of course, that puts the lie to it, because he says he never discussed anything about foreign holdings with Hunter. And Peter Schweitzer, the guy who wrote Profiles in Corruption, which is like the ultimate work on Biden family corruption for now anyway, he says that there are several holes in those days when the meeting took place. There's several huge holes in his like a 2-3 hour holes, actually. So they could have had a lengthy discussion. 844-500-4242. Here's Giuliani reading another Hunter email. Cut three.
I also have here another email that didn't come out in the Post. And this email makes it clear what the game was. The RICO violation that I've been talking about for 2 years. I knew they did this. I could never prove it before. Basically, what happens is the bad guy like Zloshevsky or Yi Jinping or the Russian widow gives $3 million, $4 million, $5 million, $10 million to this drug addict, right? And what does the drug addict do? Well, he's writing to his daughter here. This is Hunter Biden to his daughter. He says, but I don't receive any respect, and that's fine, I guess. Works for you, apparently. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary.
We can't play that enough. I've read it. Grace has read it. Rudy Giuliani's read it. You almost got to memorize those lines. That does sum it up perfectly. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with the term RICO, Racketeer Influenced Corrupt Organization Act, RICO. It was originally set up to bring down organized crime figures, but it's used against politicians. When they bust a politician, a corrupt politician, they say he was using his office as a racketeering enterprise. I love that phrase, racketeering enterprise. That's what the Bidens were all about. They were a racketeering enterprise, according to these emails. Cut four from Giuliani, and then we'll go back to the phones.
Yeah. This is the Chinese method of corruption. Chapter one of Secret Empires by Peter Schweiker points out that when the Chinese do corruption, they don't give the money directly to you. They give it to your family. Not your wife, because that has to be reported. So millions of dollars went to a drug addict, and millions of dollars went to a broken-down lobbyist, his brother, and they were paying all his bills, and they were kicking back half of it to Joe. That says to me he's a big crook. Now, don't be surprised. A man who starts his life in law school cheating, right? Plagiarized in law school, no doubt about that. Plagiarized when he ran in the 1980s. Don't be so surprised that he's crooked.
Wow.
We're not surprised. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr and Grace. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, I'm about to drop a dime. I might need the voice changer.
The witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. Hold on. Here, it's going to pop in right now. All right, go ahead.
You can hear me now. Want to know how Joe Biden did it? He shared with Hillary Clinton. She's the one who showed him how to do it. And I'm not suicidal in my head this time. So if anything happens to me, Hatch,
you know, the thing is that the difference is, Steve, that Hillary Clinton covered her tracks. She, you know, she smashed all the devices. She used the bleach bit. She got the FBI to bury it. And well, again, it looks like Biden got the FBI to bury it again for him. But somehow they left these loose ends out there. This guy who ran the repair shop called up Rudy Giuliani and got it out, even though the FBI tried to protect their BFF, Joe Biden. Steve, you gave something to Grace, right?
I did, yes. The flag. The flag. She loved it.
Steve, you gave me, I'm just going to let everybody know, I don't want to blow your cover. Steve gave me the most beautiful carved wooden American flag.
Oh, I know
flag.
What it is now. I didn't know what it was.
It was
that
like
was a
lacquered,
beautiful.
And it was
really nice.
Stunning. And Steve, I thank you so much. It was one of the nicest gifts.
You're the best, Grace. Website's coming soon. I'll let you know.
Oh, good. Yes, once he gets that website up, everyone can get his stuff. He's so good.
Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
How are you doing, Howie?
Very good.
Howie, I'm a computer network security engineer. People like Steve Scully and Joy Reid are lying. You know, it's very difficult to, hack any system, okay?
Right.
A thousand people will be hacked, and it's an open source. You know, you can see all the messages. Why there is no need to hack his Twitter account at all?
Right, but other than Karl Rove and Chris Wallace, did anyone believe him when he said he was hacked, Sean? I don't think so.
I know. Yes. Hey, I have one more point. I'm very concerned that none of these Democrat criminals will be going to jail ever. Because looks like he's going to be fired. Bill Barr is going to be fired. That's what I saw somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I know. All right. Thanks, Sean. I'm reading now from Tucker Carlson. The show has obtained new Hunter Biden emails that expose corruption. You will not want to miss tonight's report. Wait a second, Hunter. I mean, Hunter.
they both have those names, Hunter, Tucker.
I know. Those last names as first names, two syllables, and then ER. I'm sorry, Hunter.
Very trendy, too.
I'm sorry, Tucker. But, you know, you're asking me to choose between the President of the United States and you? Well, I don't know. Maybe I can check out those.
That's the beauty of DVR, yeah. Howard. You got to record this.
You know, 603 was someone from 603 was lecturing me and saying, someone on your crew has to listen to Biden tonight so that we can get the humor from tomorrow for tomorrow's show. Don't worry. We will have it all.
Wait. If I can negotiate some cash so I can thoroughly enjoy the debate tonight with some amber-colored fluids.
Don't spill anything on your computer.
I'd certainly be willing to volunteer.
I think we all know we will get the Biden cuts the way we always get the Biden cuts. Taylor, you and I get up early and we start looking around on the internet, and then we get some more from Chris Plant and maybe Rush.
Whoa! You're saying I actually do watch these things, you know.
Well, I watch the presidents. I watched the whole thing last night in Des Moines. But do you watch Biden appearances? You really do?
Oh, when he's doing town halls and something like that, absolutely, yeah.
I just can't imagine him being out there. He's supposed to be out there for an hour and a half or 2 hours, isn't he? That's a long time for dementia, Joe.
Are they going to give him a chair?
He's going to have to sit down.
I think they better give him a cot, maybe an iron lung. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I'm in the epicenter of liberalism. I live on Martha's Vineyard.
Uh-oh.
And my theory on, who is running the levers in the Biden family, it's got to be Jill. But I'm going to tell you something even more funny. They had a rolling with Biden rally this weekend, and they only mustered up 12 cars.
Actually, that's pretty, you know, that's, Tom, that's not bad for Martha's Vineyard, an island off season. I mean, they had one in Miami. I mean, a huge metropolitan area, and they only had 15 cars last weekend. I don't think 12, that may be the biggest rally they've had for that.
They had a floating Trump rally that came through Oak Bluffs Harbor, and they had 70 boats.
Yeah, I know. I was on the Intercoastal Waterway on Sunday. That's where you know, I just sit there and watch the boats go by, and it wasn't even a Trump-tilla rally, and there were all these boats going by with Trump flags on them, just freelancing. It was great.
12 cars in Martha's Vineyard. You know, every single one of those people could probably stay at Obama's house in Martha's Vineyard and have their own room.
Tom, were they all Teslas, too? I'll bet they were.
No, they weren't. They were gas guzzlers. They were hypocritical gas guzzlers.
Anybody on pink bicycles?
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't see John Kerry, but I've been at his house.
It's a come down, isn't it, from Nantucket? He had a big spread on Nantucket, right around the corner from the White Elephant. There.
Wait, did the Obamas participate? Because if they didn't, that's really saying something, isn't it?
It is.
He built a new house, and it's not a come down.
Oh, the new house for the Kerrys, it's not a come down? That's good to know. That's good. I was worried about it.
Oh, my God. I've been in the new house, and it's huge.
I noticed that there were stories about how Obama was going to start coming out on the campaign trail with Joe Biden, and they dropped right around the same time as all this Hunter news. So I'm wondering if once he, you know, saw how bad all this Hunter stuff was, he backed out. Because we know he's not like a passionate supporter of Biden.
What did he say? One time he said, you know who hasn't got it? I'll tell you who really hasn't got it. Joe Biden.
My best friend, Joe Biden.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tom. If you haven't watched Bill O'Reilly's money message by going to HowieCarshow.com and clicking on the Bill O'Reilly banner, then do it today. One network refused to run it because of its, quote, conservative nature, unquote. That's outrageous. So we are doing all we can to get the message out to you. It's important now more than ever to look at where your money is and not put your head in the sand. Bill O'Reilly is calling Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alexander Green, one of the nation's top financial minds. They square off in this controversial money message. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. See O'Reilly and Green as they discuss why nearly 2,000 Americans are becoming millionaires daily and how you can dramatically increase your wealth as well. Through a special discount offer, you'll also receive a copy of O'Reilly's United States of Trump best-selling book. Supplies are limited and disappearing fast, so act today. HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today. HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by JT Kelly, real estate broker of Keller Williams, serving Greater Boston. If you considered buying or selling in Greater Boston this year, JT Kelly is making Boston area real estate great again. 1-800-364-9200.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
508 says, I want to know how much Dr. Jill knows. But the problem there, of course, is the spousal immunity. If you're married to somebody, you can't testify against them. You know where I learned that? I learned that when I was at Boston City Hall. And couple of people got married, and we said, why did they get married? And someone pointed out to me, because that way they can't testify against each other. And I said, duh.
So much romance in that, isn't there?
I learned a lot at Boston City Hall.
It's called a CYA marriage.
508, that computer repairman did more than Barr and Durham combined. What a disappointment. You know, there's something to be said for that. It really is true. And that guy, I would like to give him a Congressional Medal of Freedom or something for doing what he did. I mean, he tried to do the right thing by giving it to the FBI. Obviously, he overestimated the FBI. He probably watched them as like we all did as kids on TV, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., et cetera. But he believed them. But, you know, once he realized his mistake, he made up for it, and he gave it to Rudy Giuliani, and this is great.
Howie, can President Trump appeal his impeachment?
Oh, I think, as Rupert said when I asked him about suing the Boston Globe, it's kind of a moot point now, isn't it, Taylor? I think.
But, I mean, it's on the record. I mean,
isn't it amazing?
It's an arrest, but not a conviction.
The FBI knew all this stuff was going on with Ukraine, and they didn't say anything. Nobody said anything. But they were busy leaking all these Clinton campaign documents that were just made up out of thin air.
You know what? I changed my mind. I want to leave the impeachment as is because it shows how toothless it was, and it'll go down in history as a meaningless motivized thing.
I know. He just says the Ukraine hoax, and everybody knows what it means. Nobody says, oh, that was a real thing. Nobody says that.
Somebody tweeted out, they said, so Trump was impeached over something that Biden actually did, and he was investigated for something that Hillary actually did.
Yeah.
And that really does sum it up.
Exactly. Let's have cut 38. This was Trump in North Carolina today, Reidsville.
The Bidens got rich while America got robbed. Now big tech, you see what's going on with big tech? Is censoring these stories to try and get Biden out of this impossible jam. He's in a big jam.
So true. You're going to hear a lot of this tonight again, I'm sure, on the town meeting, but town hall. But it's worth hearing. Cut 39.
He and his family are crooked, and they were caught. They got caught. Now they're being protected by big tech. And if big tech persists in coordination with the mainstream media, we must immediately strip them of their Section 230 protection. Okay, it's very simple.
Exactly. 2 weeks ago, nobody knew what the hell Section 230 is, but now we know it's just enabling Twitter and Facebook to just run amok and try to protect the corrupt Democrats and the red Chinese. Cut 40.
Joe Biden has made a corrupt bargain in exchange for his party's nomination. He has handed control of the socialists. I mean, he's given control of this party, the Democrats. They used to be like normal people. Now they're socialists, Marxists, communists.
Anarchists.
That's right. You said it. I didn't say it. Communists. And some people would say far left lunatics. Look at the Green New Deal. Well, don't clap too hard. Go out and vote. We'll clap later. Because these people are crazy. If he wins, the radical left will be running the country because they're addicted to power. And God help us if they win. We won't have our country anymore, and it'll never be able to come back.
New slogan, vote now, clap later. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, at the risk of sounding like Sheldon Whitehouse, the dark money that funded these Democratic groups that challenged the election laws in the swing states, yeah, well, why do you think they focus on the swing states? And my conspiracy theory is based on the Journal's Monday opinion piece, Constitution and the Supreme Court, by the constitutional lawyers Casey and Ripken. If they can drag out the Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona election results long enough.
Yeah, I know. That's... Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know the point you're making. We got to move on, though, Tom. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. We'll take more calls next hour. I'm Howie Carr.
Every time I see you, all I ever think is love.
Fall in love with
with a brand new 2021 Subaru Ascent. Featuring standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology, the Ascent is built for your family's autumn excursion. It's easy to fall in love with the 2021 Subaru Ascent. Starting at $32,295 with 0.9% financing for up to 48 months. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Let me tell you about a new sponsor to the Howie Carr Show, Helping Hands of America. For over two decades, Helping Hands has made donating your car, truck, or boat to a New England charity incredibly easy. I've donated and you should too. It takes one call. The pickup is not only fast, but it's free, and your donation is 100% tax deductible. Call Helping Hands at 888-881-9090. That's 888-881-9090. Or visit helpinghandsofamerica.org. Restrictions may apply.